You're listening to SBS News.
Two British men have been charged with terrorism offences in the United States over ISIS brutal treatment of hostages captured in Syria. John Demers is the US Assistant Attorney General for National Security.
We are here to announce the indictment of Alexander Cote and Al-Shafi Al-Sheikh. Cote and Al-Sheikh were members of the notoriously brutal ISIS hostage-taking cell that became known as the Beatles, a name their captives gave to them because of their British accents. The defendants are charged with terrorism offenses related to hostage-taking and killing of four Americans, as well as citizens of Great Britain and Japan.
Al-Shafi Al-Sheikh and Alexander Cote are appearing in the federal court in Alexandria, Virginia, where a federal grand jury has issued an 8-count indictment. The charges are a milestone in a years-long effort to bring to justice members of the group known for beheadings and barbaric treatment of aid workers, journalists, and other hostages in Syria. Videos of the killings, released online in the form of IS propaganda, routinely showed prisoners in orange jumpsuits on their knees beside a captor dressed in black. Some of those captors had native English skills, driving home the global reach of a group that at its peak occupied vast swathes of Syria and Iraq. FBI Director Christopher Wray says the group continues to try and influence vulnerable people around the world.
Today, ISIS is still trying to radicalize people here in the United States and elsewhere through online propaganda and their global network of supporters. Their goal is to motivate people to launch attacks against Western targets wherever they are, using any means available. But as today's announcement shows, the FBI and our partners, both here and overseas, will continue to relentlessly pursue these terrorists and anyone who chooses to support terrorist organizations like ISIS, no matter where they are and no matter how long it takes.
Relatives of four of the slain hostages have praised the Justice Department for transferring the men to the US for trial, saying they can now pursue accountability for the crimes against their children in a US court. John Demers says in order to secure the pair's transfer to the US, British authorities were promised they would not face the death penalty.
The Attorney General decided that we should provide the death penalty assurance in order to get the British evidence and see that justice could be done more expeditiously than if we had to continue to litigate this issue in the courts in the United Kingdom.
The mother of US journalist James Foley, who was kidnapped in Syria and killed by IS in 2014, has called the indictment of two of his alleged killers miraculous. Diane Foley has told Sky News she hopes for a fair trial for the two men and for justice.
It almost feels miraculous. At times I despaired whether it would ever happen. And again, it is thanks to good people on all sides of the Atlantic, all parts of the world, really, recognizing that it's essential to have accountability when there's acts of terror or crime created. Otherwise, with impunity, it is rampant and it continues to terrorize us. So I think this is a huge step forward, and hopefully these men will implicate others and give us information about where the remains of our children are and many, many innocents, the British victims, as well as innocent people in Syria.
The most infamous member of the so-called Beatles group, Mohammed Emwazi, known as Jihadi John, was killed in a 2015 drone strike. The fourth member, Ayn Leslie Davis, was sentenced to 7 years in prison in Turkey in 2017. Nikki Canning, SBS News.